A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Lamites, Sukkah 39a, pagination page 77. We're dealing with the topic of Hallel, which was a feature on the previous daf. I'd like to turn back to the previous daf to get a little bit from there, and then we'll continue with today's daf. So please join me on Lamed Ches Amad Aleph 38a, pagination 75, counting up from the bottom of the page, six lines in the middle of the line. Makam shenagu lichpol yichpol. In a place, a locale, that they had the custom to say psukim twice during Hallel, you should do it twice. That's the minig, it's acceptable. Lifshot, yifshot. If the minig is to say it only once, you should say it only once. Levarech, yivarech. If the minig is to say a bracha on Hallel, then you should recite the bracha. Hakol kemineg hamedina. Everything is according to the local custom. Now, obviously, not everything is according to the local custom. Local people could be making a mistake sometimes. But what we're referring to over here is the different minhagim within Hallel, and Hallel is a major feature, particularly on Sukkis, when we're taking it with the lulav, and that's why it's in this perek. There are differences of minhagim, and you should follow the minig of the local community. Now, in terms of doubling over psukim, the very noticeable aspect of this is in Kapitel Kuf Yud Ches, towards the end of Hallel, where at the section preceding Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Otzlichana, and the section following that, Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Otzlichana, including Ana Hashem Oshiyana itself, and Ana Hashem Otzlichana itself, there is a pattern where we're told to double it over. That's our minig, and that's the discussion over here that's being discussed, that there were places that did not have that minig, and we're being told if your minig is to double it over, you should double it over. The question, of course, is why, of all places, do we suddenly start doubling over these sections? Rashi over here observes that the parsha kula kefula, really, this kapitel was designed to be doubled. And you'll notice as you follow the psukim that they kind of get grouped in pairs, that we're repeating the concept that's in the preceding pasuk to a certain degree and elaborating on it. They go in pairs. And therefore, when we got to the end of the chapter, and it was not being doubled, not being repeated, so the custom exists to purposely repeat each pasuk as if it was constructed as such, as repetition. Just to give one quick example, the pasuk right before what we double over is Zehashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavo'uvo. This is the gate to Hashem for Tzadikim to go in it. And the preceding pasuk was Pischuli Sha'arei Tzedek, open for me the gates of righteousness, the gates of Tzadikim. Avovom, let me come in them, Odeka, to praise Hashem. So the Sha'ar Tzedek is the theme of both psukim. And then suddenly we reach psukim that do not get doubled over in Tehillim, and we're being told we're supposed to double them over. In Otzarat Philos, the Anaf Yosef points out from the Levush that the origin of these last psukim is actually different mechabrim, different authors. Psachim Kuf Yud Tes describes it as Shmuel Anavi, David, Yishai, David's brothers, etc. So that each one of these psukim, even though they weren't authored in duplicate, but they were said by different people and were compiled as part of Kuf Yud Ches, and therefore it's somewhat understandable that even though they didn't author their statements in duplicate, but when it was added to a chapter of duplicates, it is being recommended to say through repetition. And that's how our minig is. Let's turn the page to Amud Beis. So we're on Lamed Ches, Amud Beis 38b, 76 is the page. And we're told that the minig was that the chazan would say, Ona Hashem Hatzlicha Na, and they would respond, Ona Hashem Hatzlicha Na. The Gemara says, Mikan Sheimbo Lichpol Kofel. From here we know that if a person wants to say it double, meaning wants to say that section of the verse twice, he's allowed to do so. Rashi explains, Sharei Shomea Ke'one, because when a person listens, it's as if he said it. They were standing in reverence to the chazan saying it, and it's as if they said it. Ve'elu Shomin Ve'onin. They listened to Ana Hashem Atzlichana, and then they repeated it. Harezu Kfela, in the midst of their halel, they actually said it twice, once by hearing it, and once by saying it. And therefore we know that you're allowed to do kefel, you're allowed to do it twice. Let's look at an important Gemara over here, counting up from the bottom, about 13 lines, at the end of a line, Minayin l'shamea ka'ona. How do you know that a person who listens is as if he said it? For example, by Kiddush. We have one person recite Kiddush and everybody else listens and simply answers Amen. Dichsiv. It says in the Navi in Malachim, Es ha-devarim asher kara melech Yehuda, referring to Yoshiyahu, the words which Yoshiyahu recited from the Torah. Asks the Gemara v'chi Yoshiyahu karan. Did Yoshiyahu read the Torah? V'alo Shafan karan. Shafan was the one who read the Torah. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, that Shafan was the one who was reading. Must be that by listening, it's as if you said it, and therefore it could later be recorded as if he said it, as if the king said it. Ask the Gemara, there is another possibility. Maybe after Shafan read the Sefer Torah, Yoshiyahu repeated it on his own and actually articulated, not just because he heard. That's not the way to learn the Navi, Dichsiv, because later on, in reverence to Yoshiyahu, we say, Ya'an rach levaveich, your heart was softened, vatichna lefnei Hashem, and you were humbled in front of Hashem, bisham acha, when you heard these words. And certainly, had Yoshiyahu actually recited them, we would attribute it to the fact that he recited them with meaning, and not just that he heard them. And therefore we understand from these psukim that shamea ka'ona, that simply hearing, can be considered as if you said it. Let's continue on to today's daf. We're on the sixth line of the page, Lamites Amar Aleph 39a. At the end of the line by the two dots, Makom shanoagu lichpol, a place that has the custom to double over, Tana Rebbe Kofel Badvarim, we learned that Rebbe would double over certain amount, that from Ona Hashem and on, the Baruch Haba Isruli, that he would double. Rebbe Elazar ben Parta Mosef Badvarim. Rebbe Elazar ben Parta added even more, literally from Odcha, the different psukim which Rashi described on the Mishnah were not yet doubled, so he would double those over physically by simply repeating the same pasuk a second time. The Mishnah told us that if the minig is to make a bracha, we should recite a bracha. Omer Abaye lo shanu ela la'acharav. When we're referring to this custom about a bracha, we're only talking about after Hallel. Aval lefanav mitzvah levarich. But before Hallel, everybody agrees it's a mitzvah to make a bracha. And that's how it is by the Hallel of Sukkot, for example, that for sure we would recite a bracha before Hallel, and the only discussion in Minhagim, which is our minig, to recite a bracha even after Hallel. If you'd have a different application of Hallel, then there would be a discussion whether there should be a bracha before or not. Our custom is that any of the standardized times that we recite Hallel, Chanukah, last day Pesach, any time, first day Pesach, Shavuos, any time that we're reciting Hallel, we indeed do so, both with a bracha before and a bracha after. Yashar Koach, have a wonderful day.